Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's talk phones.
Yeah,
phones. Let's get that out of the way. Top of mind on the show today. Almost forgot to jot it down to talk
Galaxy
about what
S7.
I
can.
Let's talk phones. Now, two things about phones. First of all, it's not a phone. The Note is not a phone, right? It's like a tablet, correct?
No, the Note is a phone.
It's a phone.
Bigger phone.
On my flight this weekend, the safety message included a word about the
Note 7.
Samsung Note, that if you had one, you had to take it off. It had to be removed from the
and
plane because it would
be. Bury that.
Let's bury that. The Samsung Note.
They've discontinued.
Causing terrible fires in your pants you can eat.
They've discontinued making that phone.
And if you have one, you can't fly with it.
Can't fly with
that's
it.
How,
no.
That's how much they blow
like
up and burn
arm.
Up. Is that,
yes.
that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So the guy next to me had a Samsung, but he was like this. He was also an elbow user on the little armrest.
Oh, an armrest dealer.
Oh, he's a dick. He was a total dick. I didn't even talk about it yesterday, but the fact was he was just, it was all about him. And he's like, and he's looking down and he's got a, is it a Nook? Is that what the Samsung is?
A Nook.
Is?
No.
That's a personal reader.
Well, whatever he had, it wasn't the one they were calling for removal of. So then he went back to his reading. You know.
Yeah,
and by the
yeah.
way, I'm all for readers on a plane.
It's
fine, no problem at all. I don't. Both coming and going to D.C. this past weekend, no abundant conversation with either person. I was cool with that. Probably could have done it on the flight up because I had a few adult beverages, but on the way back, no, I kind of sacked out, and so that was fine with me. But still, usually the big readers, everybody, you realize, especially on the East Coast, probably anywhere in the country, people are into their own trip, and I'm fine.
Sure.
But I also will tell you that a cross-country flight, if you meet somebody who's interesting and wants to have a conversation, it's the fastest way
still
to pass
the best
flight.
A divorcee,
yeah,
always great.
A divorcee who wants to be groped in that area.
I wasn't on
like Trump did.
What Mike often says when he sits down on a plane, first thing is, do you mind if I put the armrest up?
Mike. Can I put that up so we can be closer?
Mike,
together?
I would, instead of using readers, I would say devices, because readers...
Well, no, readers refers to like the Kindle and the Nook,
I know,
right?
But if
hold
you
on, I was
reader.
Referring to readers as...
But the Note isn't a reader, the Note is
no,
a phone.
No, wait a minute, but I mean, I was saying readers are the people. They're big readers.
Oh.
I wasn't talking about the device.
Okay.
I was talking about they were readers. They were readers.
I like
sitting next to readers as in people reading.
Got
I wasn't talking
it.
About
thank
the device.
Thank you for the clarification.
But, if you're asking, they both had electronic devices that they were using. But the thing about it is it leads me to the great mystery of my iPhone, which I woke up to on Sunday morning. And I remember looking at it Sunday morning. And it was fine. And then at some point, I did something where the front of the screen cracked. The
shattered.
Glass cracked, shattered. And as a matter of fact, when I was flying out on Sunday, I dropped into the Apple Store. There's a fun place. Let me tell you something. If you look up Land of Me in the dictionary, they've got a picture of the Apple Store next to it. Because there has never been a more me environment where everyone is just... possessed
me-centric.
You briefly talked to us after the show yesterday where you should go.
Yep.
We said go to your
provider.
Carrier store. Your carrier store.
Oh, yeah. Great advice there.
No?
I'll get to it in just a second.
Oh, we boned him.
Right. But anyway,
him.
Sunday, I went to the Apple Store, determined that in order to get it fixed, it would take a couple hours in order to get the... They did not... have the phone was not communicating with the AT&T people. So I said, he said, we could probably get it done, but it'll be a matter of an hour or two. I said, you know what? I can use the phone. I'll take it with me and I'll deal with it on Monday, which I did.
Okay.
At the advice of colleagues, I beat feet and actually made an appointment for 4 p.m. at the AT&T store.
American Telephone and Telegraph, great outfit.
Merging the AT&T store, which is a land of me, all phone stores are, only on a much smaller scale. And I went in, got in there about 10 of 4. There were some people working, and she said, "I'll be right with you." I said, "I have an appointment." And I smiled and got a scowl back.
Oh,
so that's fine.
Her reply, Mike, can I guess what her reply was? Do I have an appointment? Was it?
Well, we'll be right with you. You know, not thank you for having the courtesy to go online and provide a courtesy to our staff.
Essentially doing half their job for them.
Doing their job.
Right.
Instead of getting that, and I almost sounded like that would have been Jennifer.
Doing their job.
But
you should have sent her to do this for you.
So we got to the point, and the first thing I said, "Do you have any sevens? Because I am eligible for an upgrade." She said,
"She said, yes, go fish.
Yes, we
go
do
fish."
She said, "Yes, we do, but they're in pink." And the way she said it was, you know, the delight, you know, the pure joy, as she tells every man, because I'm not going to get totally sexist here, but she tells
Trump.
every dude. All day, she gets to say that and see the look of disappointment, and she gets off on it. It's obvious that she dug it. And I'm like, "See ya." That's what I said. See, I was out the door, literally out the door. I said, "We have nothing to, I'm either going to get this thing, repaired, or I'm going to get it."
This conversation is finished.
Yeah, I'm out of there. In fact, two guys, there was another guy because they didn't have the 7 Deluxe or whatever the big one is.
7 Plus.
Thank you. We're in your wheelhouse.
No, this is what I do. This is where I live.
So the AT&T store was, I was out of there at 4 p.m. sharp, probably 1 minute before 4.
So you got out before your appointment was even supposed to begin.
Absolutely.
That's excellent.
They had a pink one. I wasn't going to go through the hoops to get a pink one. It's off to the box store, a store that I probably maligned in the past, but I was off to the BB, the Best Buy.
Sure.
Oh, right next door.
The Best Buy, yes. How do you know that?
I remember going to the Apple store, and I remember seeing a Best Buy in the distance.
The man has a memory for retail, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He truly does.
Now, if you were talking donut places, I could do the same thing.
So, I find the sweet spot in Cocoonville. Let me tell you why.
Why?
I walk into the Best Buy at 4:02. And it's perfection. You don't have the real working people yet, and you don't have grandpa, "I just ate lunch and I'm farting my way through the store." You have, I talked to the guy about it. He said, we call this the sweet spot. The sweet spot is between 3 and 5. And that's when, if you're going to get
some downtime.
Now I know that. Between 3 and 5 is when I will deal with
anything. Take a nap
anything.
In the theater section.
It was fantastic.
Go
I did,
check out the Magnolia speakers.
Yes. Were you there? I mean, it was, the TVs, though. I have not been in a Best Buy in a long time. The televisions now. Remember when we were at the CES and they had all those on the wall and stuff?
3 years ago
and then,
now.
It was 3 years ago, and now they're they've really liberally hit the stores, and oh my God, the 4K's super HD, it really does make a difference. I couldn't stop looking at them. So I sit down and I get the Apple guy at Best Buy, the dude who is like I got the guy that everybody every 2 minutes was coming up and asking questions to, all the Slacker employees, and he was the smart guy. A 30-year-old dude, had a great conversation with him, and I start the process, but. That's why I have my brand new, as you can see right here, with its case.
Whoa.
I have my brand new iPhone.
Oh, nice.
Gorgeous. Didn't come in pink?
Did not come in pink. This is a case. So
racing
red.
Oh, it's racing
safety
red.
First.
Well, the actual, would anyone like to know what real color I got underneath this case?
Is it colors? Something like graphite?
No, it is not. Excuse me.
Oh, you got the piano black?
What's piano black?
It's the not the matte. There's a matte black and there's a piano black.
See, I knew he'd say that. Yeah. And that's why I got the matte black.
Oh, that's what I have too, Mike.
And that's your old DJ name,
black
isn't
because
it?
You would think that I'd get the piano black. He thinks I'd get the piano black because I go in, "I want the shiny black." And I got what the youngsters got.
Mike, don't miss out black on... is a classy man's black.
And don't miss out on
matte
what Oscar
black
said.
Black is a sporty man's
black. Yes, a young man.
Right.
Don't miss out on what he said under the conversation there, which is, "Oh, I also got that a month ago."
Well, you were on the list. I wasn't going to get one unless I was eligible for the upgrade, and there is where my questions begin.
Okay.
Oh, no.
My questions begin. So the way I understand it is my upgrade entitles me to purchase this phone on a monthly basis. That's what I'm doing, okay, for 2 years.
A payment plan.
It's like a payment. And then at the end of 2 years, my agreement with the American Telephone and Telegraph Company is concluded when I finish paying for the phone.
Well, let me clear it up for everybody. And this is a great question for people at home as well. In the past, you would be able to go to a carrier and they would subsidize the cost of your phone for putting you into a contract, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you would pay $299, $109, depending on what the promotion was.
Right.
And you'd have it for, you'd be locked into a 2-year contract.
Right.
Now the models have changed where you're paying a monthly fee for that phone until you essentially pay it off, right?
Right.
Now there are a couple of different options. You could either go now with a carrier or you could lease the phone. And now Apple's getting into the leasing a phone business.
And in that case, you never actually own the phone.
You don't own it. So for example,
okay, all of this, I am not hearing anything so far that does anything but benefit the retailer, correct?
Of course, they've got you over
there. There's nothing, because the fact was, the way I got it in the olden days, an upgrade was, You spend a fraction of the money that the phone costs.
Yeah, like $99 instead of $700, right.
And you just agree that you're going to stay with the carrier, and then you pay your... So now I'm paying for the full price of the phone for 2 years.
You don't have to pay the price up front. That's really the benefit. Regardless, either plan doesn't allow you to pay for the phone up, doesn't make you pay for the phone up
front.
And
I went through the same thing last Christmas.
Wait, let me... Because this is important. This is the important part. So what you're saying is I don't have to pay for the phone, but I have to pay for the phone.
Yes, but you don't. But there's a difference between paying $800 up front or paying a monthly fee.
It's discounted, right?
Let me get to the point here. Hold on. The thing is that what I'm doing is I'm paying for this phone over the long run. It's still full price, exorbitant price, the most expensive phone that I have ever purchased.
Yes.
And nothing else changes. The fact that I am – so the only upgrade I'm getting – dicks at AT&T is the privilege of paying for your phone over 2 years.
There's
no benefit financially to me. It's still coming out of my pocket.
I would say, and I don't know for sure with AT&T, I have Verizon, right?
Oh.
So,
excuse me.
But I'll tell you that this year, Mike, is the first year that I looked at those numbers and I said, well, if I'm going to lease this phone from anyone, it's going to be Apple. Because when you lease a phone from Apple, same type of terms,
right,
but they give you Apple Care for half the price and they give you another benefit for half the price. So I'm leasing my phone from Apple.
By
and
the way,
you can upgrade
Apple
every year
Care
for free.
Being you have the privilege of taking anything wrong with your phone into the store to get it repaired for what they should be charging everybody for it anyway. I'm just making the point that these companies that we all rely on now, they're getting bigger. The merger happens, between Time Warner and AT&T. What I'm telling you,
that's a vertical integration, though. That doesn't make them. They just give. They offer us more content.
That's right.
That's not,
they're
it's
doing
not a telecom
it for the consumer.
I am so glad
that
they're doing it because they're watching out for
that
us.
That merger, Mr. MBA, has nothing to do with controlling everything in the world and eventually charging us more.
Oscar, would you like more Kool-Aid?
It's always the back end.
I'm again, we don't control these prices, right? And no one forces us to use these phones. We can get any phone
we'd
like.
No, by the way, I could choose to get my little screen repaired.
Yeah.
But I was ready for some new technology because it's got some bells and whistles I like. And by the way, the actual sound of the phone, which was stunning to me, is the
speakers.
I'm talking about the earpiece. A difference. I called Carla. She was my first call, and it sounded like I was in the room with her. It was
clarity.
Very strange. That was there was.
Were
a lot
you
more
actually
clarity.
In the room with her though?
No, I was not. Thank
okay.
you, Rob. But anyway,
checking.
Thank you for the shtick.
It sounded great.
I appreciate that. The thing about it is though, paying for the phone over 2 years, still paying full price, no change in my plan.
That's
that
how
I
they
have,
get you.
Which is the data.
And he
there's
got
no
you.
So calling it an upgrade. The only privilege I get is that I don't have to pay $700 up front. That's it.
But again,
that's like going into a car and saying, okay, sir, we're going to upgrade you. And what's the upgrade? The upgrade is that you don't have to pay for this car with a check. You can finance the car.
Yeah, they're
that's
allowing
it.
You to finance.
I just want clarity on this. That correct me if I'm wrong. That's it.
That because is the only upgrade.
That is the upgrade.
That is the only
so
upgrade.
It's not, so calling it an upgrade is dishonest marketing. It's not an upgrade. It's not. There's nothing other than the ability to finance this, and
yes.
I'm sure they've worked into the
but
price,
But not
too.
Everyone, just for perspective, not everyone has the credit or the ability to finance a phone.
So that is a sort of a privilege.
So they give you a privilege to do so. Now, a man like you who takes care of their credit and pays their bills on time, that's absolutely something that you could just say, look, that I have the ability I've had in my entire life. But there's a lot of people in this country that don't have that ability. So that
And they're taking advantage.
But that would be considered a privilege if they let them pay that.
Does he know that he takes the corporate line on almost all of these? He is defending American Telephone and Telegraph. And I'm saying that's highly
un-American.
But
that's the logic. You know,
they're not
going to hire
you today.
It's just math,
they might
Mike.
Hire you 10 years from now, but they're not going to hire you today. Come on.
It's just
come on,
math.
Come on. Be the man. Come on. Be the man.
Actually, Mike, we are in the same arena. We want it to be the way it used to be.
Right.
When the upgrade, when you stayed with the company.
Stayed with the company, you get the privilege of having your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You get a discount on the phone. That's gone.
Yeah.
That's gone, and it's happened, and nobody's bitched about it. Well, I'm here to say on the Mike O'Mara Show, we look at, hey, I just want to say, who's looking out for you, okay? It's the no-spin zone. We're looking out for you, the consumer, John Q. Consumer.
Mike, I would say to anyone out there that's going to decide if they're going to, quote-unquote, upgrade, decide who's going to give you the most benefit these days. And that's true. That's why I wanted to jump into this topic is because there's a lot of people that walk in, they think they're getting a better deal, and they're just getting the same deal that they've always had in the long run.
Well, you know what I'm going to do because I'm doing this right now.
What's that?
I'm going to see how this is going here with the camera, and we're going to do that right now. And let's go live.
He's going Facebook Live.
Oh, nice!
Look at this, a bonus.
Let me look you up.
Yeah, I'm going to go see.
I don't want to describe my live video. I don't want to describe it. I want to go live right now.
Just write me.
Me with an exclamation point.
Me, it's me, Mac.
It's me, the intern.
Three, 2, 1. Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara broadcasting live on the Mike O'Mara Show. God, I look like hell. This is a good camera. I look blotchy like Bill O'Reilly, but I wanted to say hi to everybody. We're going out on Facebook Live right now, and I hope you're enjoying this little show. Just waiting. You're live. It says we're building an audience for you.
Oh, how
that's
nice.
That's pretty exciting. This is great. There, my guys. There
hello.
We are. There's Oscar. There are the boys right there.
Hi.
Isn't this exciting? This is so exciting. What's the number next to the live? 83.
That's
what does
how many
that mean?
People are watching you.
I've got 89 people, 102 watching
sure.
me right now. All right, that's just very cool. 121 watching
Mike,
me right now.
I've never had 101 people watch me in my life.
Okay, 124. We're up to 124.
Say you're not
right now.
Leaving until you get to 300.
I will not leave until I get to 300. That's what we're doing right here. So we're doing the show. We're very excited. I got a new phone and I wanted to check out the new camera. It's too good.
Hey,
the
I just got a free upgrade.
To be honest,
oh, nice.
I mean,
nice.
I've got really nasty blotches.
John Harris
what
is
are
watching.
The people
Mike?
Saying, Mike, what oh, are the people saying to you?
Yeah, the people.
The people. Let's see. Rob Spiewak writes, "Hello, jackass." Dustin Herr writes, "Hi, Mike." Leanne Berquist says, "Mike." Mike Gavin just joined. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Gavin.
How you
doing? That's nice.
Hi, my friend. What's up? What's up, guys? All right, we're
I can't make it work,
live
guys.
On Facebook.
Carlo Mara just joined.
Oh, she's great.
She she's at the grocery sweet? Store with my son. John nice. Harris says, "Hey now." John Harris says, "Hey now."
That's awesome.
Funny.
Tell
I
Carlo
got 177.
To pick up some peeps.
Got 177.
Easter peeps?
The delay on Facebook Live is less than the Ustream. He said the delay on Facebook Live is less than the Ustream.
Well, it's higher technology.
It is.
Hello,
Facebook has got all the money.
Yes.
I'm at 190. We're at 190
hey,
right
Mike,
now.
Hey, Mike, Courtney Calkins just joined.
Oh.
Hey, Courtney. How are you?
All right. Calkins.
Hey, that's great. Hey, you're getting that before I do, Rob, so that's interesting.
Huh, really?
Oh.
Steven Hernandez, good morning to you, Steven. Hal, how are you, my friend? Hi. Good to see you, Timothy. Nice to be with you. Nice freckles. Okay, bite me, all right,
oh,
Timothy?
Dear. Hey, you
thank
just crested 200.
Jim said, I'm at 208 right now. Your show logo is backwards.
Yeah,
is that because the camera's down?
It's the camera.
It's
hey,
the
you know
camera,
what?
Okay.
Maybe a higher angle, Mike. Try a higher angle. Yeah, with your phone.
Oh.
Why? Why'd you say that? Why? Do I look bad or
no,
what?
I'm saying that we could just optimize the way you look.
Yes.
Put your phone up higher.
Don't do that. All right, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
everybody.
Yeah.
Now
I
like
big
it.
Potty.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, I'm on the pot right now.
How many people, Rob?
209.
209. 209. 300. Big
come
money,
on,
baby.
Big come
money.
On, baby.
Why
money,
did you say 300? I want to go. I'm bored with it.
Okay. Well, I want to go.
You can go, Mike.
Brooks
go.
Pryor says, happy Tuesday. Scott Barnes says, good morning from Northern Nevada. All right. And it is Nevada.
That's
okay?
right.
Nevada.
Donald.
Yes,
Have you lost weight? No.
No,
I haven't lost weight. Thank
say
you,
it's the
Jim.
Angle.
I
say it's the angle.
That.
It's the new phone.
It's the angle. Thank you very much. I'm not as big as I was, but I'm also not as small as I want to be. Oscar saw me. I look
He looked pretty good.
Did you hug him?
I'm pretty, you know. Yeah. Let me see. Hi, Mike. I love your glasses. Thank you. Morning, Mikey.
Warby Parker.
Let me see. 221. Cody Lobdell says, nice glasses. Where'd you get them? You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Would you please share this with all of your friends?
Yeah.
Make sure
yeah.
that they go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Get our bonus content. Do all that wonderful
Scream
stuff.
Scream it from the rooftop.
Up. I've got 220. See, Oscar got me that number, so I'm actually kind of paranoid now about you know, doing that.
Mike,
so.
You don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
That's right.
Tell us what you ate for breakfast.
I had a bowl of oatmeal and raisins.
Steel-cut oatmeal?
Ooh, steel-cut is
Irish
cool.
Irish oats.
Oh, yeah. Irish oats.
Oh, I make you want to fight.
Nice.
Thank you, Rich. Yes, fight. Yeah, thank you. And I'm a leprechaun. Thanks for the stereotype, you bigot. All right.
I'll give me this. I mean, it doesn't really fit, but it kind of fits.
Them fighting oats.
That's right. Are you looking at me, raisin? I'm going to kill you, raisin.
That's fantastic. Next time I do this, I'm going to put makeup on.
How much?
Oh, camera makeup?
Yeah, nice freckles, somebody said.
Or stage makeup.
Lipstick.
Yeah. How Ooh, much like to cats. Take your shirt off? What
kind of, Everybody what has kind a price, of Mike.
Damn, that's right. Girl are you?
Mm. Oh, my God. Tube galore.
Kelly Zimmerman says hi. Oh, she puts up MikeOMaraShow.com. Hi, Courtney says, I see 232. Why well, see that number two, Courtney?
Yeah, Courtney, why don't you turn on another machine and log into that one?
Mike sees 232 when he takes an IQ test. What?
Genius, Mensa.
In your face.
Let me see. Brian Bauman says, how is your big boy doing? If you're talking about my son, he's not doing so hot. He had a bad night last night.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
He's got to go to the doctor today. The croup sucks ass. And then I'll have a story about taking him. I took him out for ice cream yesterday. Big mistake.
That's an old cure for croup.
Says, I can hear Oscar all the way through your cans. LOL. Watching Mike in my underwear, the only way to wake up. That's good. Nick Firer says, everybody, let's all leave at 299. Hey, I'm losing some. I had 254 and I went to 246.
We're going to count those. We're going to say you're at 300 and we're going to start the show.
All right, no, I don't want to start the show.
No, you don't want to do
now
it?
I want to get it. I
do
got
what you
50
want.
More. I want 50
he
more.
He crested 251. He
did. Take it off. Take it off.
Take it off.
Well, I got 254 now. What do you mean I crested at 251?
Well, I say you just broke the 250 mark.
So you're past 250.
Yeah.
Stay.
Technically.
Please stay with me. Please
Mike, you
got to
do some impressions and keep them. Come on.
Some skin.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. This is Bill Clinton. I just want to say, I thought what Donald Trump did was positively despicable, bringing all those ladies out to that debate. I did not care for that. This is funny. Oscar says new impressions right there. How about I do Uncle Cartoon? Oh, my God. Look at all the hearts on the screen. People love this. This is Uncle Cartoon doing a bit right now on Facebook
Live.
Can you
do Bane?
No.
He doesn't have the cup.
I need the cup. I'll get my Red Sox
he's
cup.
He's got
to
a cup.
Right now. Here we go. All right.
Well, I noticed that everyone is joining me now. We are, oh, my God, Oscar's right. We have 276.
That makes them
Could
in.
Could this Bane impression get us up to 300? I wonder if that would actually happen.
Yeah, that's how I do Bane, everybody. That's actually how I... No, it's down to 263
oh,
now.
No.
Don't
oh,
go away.
No,
because
no,
you revealed
away.
A secret.
No, no, no,
they
no, no.
hate
right,
when you reveal
on,
the show
on,
the secret.
Yeah, in 10 seconds, I'm going to show you my nether regions.
What?
That's right.
Yes.
In 10 seconds, that's going to happen right now. 272.
Oh, my God. Another impression. Rob, throw him out.
265.
Oh, I think we really need to hear from Jeff Goldblum.
What a wonderful afternoon. I'm sorry, morning. Check that. Yeah, that's right. It's morning. It's morning right now. We're up to 276. Isn't that absolutely
Oh, and can we bring two topics together? I know when children are sick, a good thing to feed them is soup. How about John Lithgow prescribing some soup?
Hi, it's John Lithgow. Very exciting. Boy, really we're just hovering around that 275 mark.
I know.
Now it's down to 269.
You got this. Lithgow.
I'd like to get 300 people to watch this simultaneously. You're coming and going. Yes, the attention span of the internet is completely and totally inadequate. I would like to at least... 267.
Morgan Freeman.
Oh, it's a class favorite.
Well, there was a time when I had 275 viewers of this Facebook Live, and then they simply went away.
because they have short attention spans, and I'm very, very frustrated. 264. Thank you. That's it.
Oh, over, Mike, we got to crack the code.
Oh, he keeps trying hard, but they drop off. It's Nameberry.
Bye. I'm in the, I ended
Nameberry.
It.
Nameberry.
Oh, no.
No, I wasn't going to get to 300. It's people get bored.
Mike,
people
you know what? It's Tuesday. They're all slaying the dragon. They can only log in
now, when
for
it
so
says
long.
Post, that means I can delete it.
Do not
it, right?
post it.
No, don't post it.
You're better than that.
Yeah, and you know what? People that didn't come and watch it, screw
Are you
them.
Sure? Yeah, delete. I just deleted
yeah,
the video.
Yeah. yeah.
There you go. Thank you very much.
It's not like
so
it's on
get
the podcast.
If they don't get it, they get it live, right?
What? If you don't get it, you don't get it.
Right, yeah. like the Washington okay. Post.
Speaking of my sick kid, I'll tell you about the trip to the ice cream parlor yesterday and the ice cream parlor attendant that loved me.
Oh, boy. Oh.
We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. We haven't started yet.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, shut up!
What do you want this time?
I'm hungry, Jane.
Well, of course you're hungry. You didn't eat your dinner. That's why you're hungry.
But you forgot my breakfast.
I didn't forget your breakfast. I didn't bring you breakfast because you didn't eat your din-din. Ha! You know, we're right back where we started. When I was on the stage, you had to depend on me for everything. Even the food you ate came from me. Now you have to depend on me for your food again, so you see we're right back where we started.
Why are you doing this to me? Why?
Doing what?
Making me afraid to eat? Trying to make me starve myself?
Don't be silly. If you starve, you die. I don't know what you're talking about. You really must be sick. Why didn't you eat your dinner?
Because I'm afraid. You made me afraid.
I thought you were supposed to be the big girl in this family. Nothing wrong with it. You're just a neurotic, Blanche.
You wouldn't be able to do these awful things to me if I weren't still in this chair.
But you are, Blanche. You are in that chair.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Fiber Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Arr. On the air and online everywhere, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe. Let me tell you why? I'll tell you why. Because they're here and they get it. That's right. Our phone number is 888-920-MORE. Call us, won't you? And tomorrow is Wide Open Wednesday. We're going to be taking a lot of calls tomorrow, so be aware of that. Starting at 9 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow, our lines will be open at 888-920-MORE. 888-920-6673. We'll take the calls starting at 9 a.m. sharp tomorrow. Our show today brought to you by Hint Water. Hint Water. Everyone knows you should drink 8 glasses of water. The boys are holding up their Hint Water today. Who really does the 8 glasses of regular water? Nobody, because
Nobody.
Water is boring. That's why you should try Hint Water. Hint Water was started by a brilliant woman named Kara Golden. A few years ago, after having her fourth child, Kara was overweight. She had horrible acne. She felt awful. She was also drinking 10 diet sodas a day instead of water because water is so boring. That's why she started Hint Water. Hint is pure water infused with the taste of fresh fruit. Hint is never boring. They have flavors for everyone. Watermelon, peach, mango, grapefruit, many more. Kara Golden did us all a service by creating Hint Water with no sugar, no chemicals, just great tasting, all natural fruit flavored water. Both Health and Self magazines named Hint Water as the best flavored water, and I think the boys can attest to that.
Love it. I got pineapple.
Plus,
oh, yeah.
What flavor do you have, Oscar?
Watermelon.
It's fantastic.
Watermelon.
You don't have to lug heavy cases of water back from the store. You can have Hint delivered right to your doorstep. Right now, get a single variety pack shipped directly to your door, including 3 bottles each of Hint's 4 most popular flavors, pineapple, watermelon, crisp apple, and blackberry. Normally $24 for only $15 at drinkhint.com/TMOS. Remember that. That's drinkhint, H-I-N-T. drinkhint.com/TMOS. drinkhint.com/TMOS and be like all of us and start enjoying that delicious Hint water. I always get completely distracted when I do the Facebook Live.
It's addictive because you've got so many things going on and you really do want to hit that number.
I think what I may set up is an actual camera stand for the phone, so I'll do that maybe once a week.
Oh, cool. Yes. I like that.
And we'll have a little fun with that, and I just don't like holding the camera with my horrible, like, failing body in my life.
Oh, you didn't. There's no shaky cam. You're holding it well.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. So I do have a sick kid. The croup, that's what they said. Doesn't that sound like something from the 1800s?
I think it probably is something from the
1800s. The croup. Yeah. He's got the croup right there.
What's the difference between the croup and just a cough?
I don't know. Carla would tell you. She went to see the doctors. She's he's going in today because, you know, it's just, you know, they say it'll run its course, and I know what's going to happen. She's going to go in there. They're going to, he's going to be fine. That's what they say. He's going to be fine.
Sure.
But, you know, you worry about the little guy when he's coughing. And the thing that happens when he coughs is when he takes something in, sometimes it comes back up because he's coughing so much.
Oh, yeah.
And so that sucks. So yesterday he has a little nappy poo in the middle of the day, and mommy's out doing whatever mommy does. I think she's getting her hair redone because she didn't like the color. I was going to get it redone because I didn't like the color. So I decided that I'd go back because I just don't think she knew what she was doing, and I didn't communicate. Does this look almost greenish gray to you? So she was getting it redone, and Daddy was in charge of the little guy. Sure. And I said, you know, how you doing? And he's like such a brave, brave little guy because he doesn't bitch. Right. He's not like his father. His father, who, you know, gets a hangnail and goes, my life is over. My son barfs on the floor and goes, sorry, Dad. That's his attitude, yeah. Right? So I take him out for a little ice cream. So you want to go get ice cream? You want to go get a little ice cream? And what kid doesn't want ice cream? And so we take him out to the ice cream store. Go ahead, Oscar. Get it out of the way. Go ahead.
No,
go.
I didn't say a word.
No, get it out. I know it's coming out of the screen. It's coming out of the screen. I know you want
Mike,
to ask, so just ask
I'm
the question.
Just curious.
Do your favorite catchphrase. The kid loves it.
Does he ask for ice cream?
No.
Okay. No, because he's a quiet, well-behaved boy. No. And when a child, when you love something else, Oscar, this is how the mind works. And see if you can wrap your head around it. If you have something that you love and they're in displeasure or having pain or something, you want to do something to boost their mood.
Yes. Amen.
So that's what you do.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hold on. I got
to
change
this. You see, it's just counterproductive to go to get ice cream if you're going to get ice cream too. And you're
it's productive if you want ice cream.
Yeah. Well, if you're trying to lose weight before a live show.
That's true. Yes. That's true.
Anything change? I just turned the Wi-Fi off on my computer. Did anything change at all?
Show got funnier.
No. We were just chatting amongst ourselves.
Hey, so I take him to the place, and I'll tell you that hilarity ensued. He has a little vanilla, cup of vanilla with sprinkles.
Mm-hmm. Rainbow sprinkles or chocolate?
Oh, my God.
How do you know that there are two different kinds? I mean,
every place has rainbow or
every
chocolate.
Yeah, or as they say in the Eastern Shore, Mike, Jimmy's. Did you get Jimmy's? Yeah. Hey, put me on your ice cream.
Of course I did. There we go. Yeah, you got rainbow.
What did you order, Mike?
Mint chocolate chip.
All right.
Delicious. Green or white?
Green.
Any
good.
Jimmy's?
The way it should be.
It was the place was called like Handles. I think that was the name of the ice cream.
How many scoops?
I got a medium cup.
What does a medium cup bring to you?
Probably two scoops.
Ah, okay. Just doing the mental math here.
Okie doke.
Any
so
toppings?
Did Mrs. O'Mara. So
oh
did Mrs. O'Mara.
My God. She's an enabler, Mike.
Mrs.
An
O'Mara
enabler.
She did the math when I got my lecture today of doing my PT and taking better care of myself. Mm.
She's an angel, Mike. She's an angel.
He's has his little ice cream, and then he's slowing down on it, and he looks at me, and then he goes, he just gets like, you know, this look on his face, and then,
oh,
and it's a big room,
no.
And his little sprinkles came out, and it was like purple because of all the coloring that was in there, and he said, I'm sorry, Dad. And he's just, it's the kind of...
He doesn't live in fear.
That is so awful. That is so
can't
spectacularly awful.
You know, really, if you went into
a
laboratory and created some sort of creature that had no empathy for children,
I know,
gave him a bad beard, it would be Oscar.
It was so, and the guy couldn't have been cooler. But
they've seen him before. I guarantee you, they've seen him before.
Yeah, and no old people in the joint or inside or outside. It was, once again, that kind of sweet spot time. It was probably, I want to say, 2-ish or 1:30 or something like
Did
that.
Did you just immediately bail? Did they know he had thrown up?
No, I actually went to the counter because the guy was in the back. He was not at the counter, and I said, I got a little problem here, and I want to help you out. He said, do you have any paper towels? Because I'm like, I don't believe you just have your kid yak, and then you roll.
No yak and rolling. That is disrespectful.
He said, I got a mop back here. He said, I said, do you have any paper towels? He said, just put them over it. I've got a mop, and I was on my way. He was very cool about
it. That's
cool. I was cool about it. I'm sure parents have done that and said, let's go. And just
I wonder how
out.
My folks did it, because I threw up everywhere when I was
did
little.
You throw up a lot?
I threw up everywhere, yeah.
From
did
what?
You throw up at the amusement park?
I never have thrown up at an amusement park, but ice cream places. I threw up at
Riverside Park in Agawam, Massachusetts, after I went on the roundup. I got into Mr. Reardon's car, the back of his Delta
Reardon.
Or whatever he had. And yeah, Mr. Reardon, Dan Reardon's father. And I'd had a cherry snow cone prior to getting into the car, and the cherry snow cone right in the back of his car.
Yeah.
Red
interior.
Really must have pissed him off. He was pretty cool about it, actually.
So.
We have to take another break. I'm terribly sorry, but we'll come back with more Facebook Live and fun and Bill and Gail and everybody that loves this show right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be back, everybody.
Listen to O'Maracast and get caught up on all the shows of more broadcasting, like this clip from the Rob and Joe Show.
We are experiencing audio difficulties from our local program. No adjustment of your set is necessary.
Subscribe on iTunes or download it from MikeOMaraShow.com every Monday right here on the More Broadcasting Network.
Well, thank you very much, Marcus. Hey, Marcus, I've got a little tip for you. This is what I'd like you to do, and I'd like Rob and Joe to listen to me too. For Rob and Joe and for Marcus Serta, I would like you to, every promo you do from here on out, I would like you to attempt to insult the other as much as you possibly can. So the greatest ball-busting promos from Marcus
Radio
about
war.
Robin. from Marcus. Spy report. The greatest ball-busting promos from Marcus and Robin Joe, where they bust on him and he busts on them. Please keep them coming. I'd like more.
I get personal.
And now let's go to Marcus over there in Vermont. Hi, Marcus.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Slots Champion. I was playing this last night. Carla told me to turn it down. I did not, because I was having too much fun with it, because the sounds are fantastic, and he does it just the right way to reel me in.
Yeah.
Slots Champion is the latest game. It's a slot machine game from TMSoft. Explore the beautiful casino where Mike O'Mara and all you other players win big. Of course, this game, inspired by yours truly. Our luxurious video slots are paying out so fast, we filed for bankruptcy. Anyway, play multiple themed slot machines from the classic three-reel, which I did, to a Wheel of Fortune knockoff so accurate that our lawyers are worried about that. Let me tell you, I haven't gotten to that yet, but I'm a little possessed because of this commercial that I'm sharing with you.
It's well worth it.
And you love that game.
The slot. Well, I want to get to the Wheel of Fortune game, but I have to play better, and I have to win more, and I have to stay with it, and I'm not doing it because now it's a quest, and that's what it's become, a quest for me to get to the Wheel of Fortune game, Todd. And I know you want to make it a little difficult, but can you make it a little less difficult so your boy can play a little Wheel of Fortune and
send
get, you know,
him some codes.
Codes.
Building that bankroll feels great. This is a great slot machine game for your phone. I love it. Everyone respects a video game millionaire. Visit slotschampion.com. To download from your favorite app store, it's completely free. Slotschampion.com by TMSoft. Please visit them today, slotschampion.com, to download and win big. And I really was, I was doing work on the computer.
Yes.
I had CNN on in the background, and I had my phone with the slot game on. I was doing three things
it's
at
ADD.
Once. And Carla said, Carla looked at me and said something like, yeah. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Do you hear that?
I get that all the time.
You know, it
I get
was,
that all the time.
It was it
Carrie,
was
it's normally, does it have to be that loud? That's
did
what she
you,
said.
Did you see the news story today? I think out of Great Britain, is that where it happened, where the four people
Queensland.
Was Queensland, Australia?
Yes.
Oh, it was Australia. I'm sorry. I wasn't watching it closely. But I did hear the story about what four people on a river rafting ride killed at an amusement park. And, you know, I think about that.
Not amusing
than,
at all.
Well, no, That's come on.
Jeez. Oh, come on, Rob.
Come on, does the shtick button ever
just
ever, like,
happen?
Can't you pull it out of the neck or something like that? It didn't happen to him. It didn't happen to him.
No, no, no.
And you go to theme parks
Kevin
more than
Meany.
Anybody. It's
now what does that even mean?
He said that.
You see, now he's just swinging. He's in the dark swinging. He has no idea what he's doing. He said, maybe I'll land one.
Then why did I laugh at it? Why did
because
I,
you have problems. Your problems are multifold.
No, but you don't register. Like for strangers, you register for celebrities that you've never met.
Well, they're not
strangers.
Register.
It doesn't click for this. I would think that you would have some empathy. Based
I did.
On
I looked up and I looked at it.
Amusement park thing.
But the thing
know?
Is that is a foreign amusement park. That's an Australian amusement park. I like to feel that in America have the amusement.
Oh yeah,
parks.
Because they've never had any accidents at American amusement
all
parks.
All the time.
People have never flown off roller coasters at American amusement
remember
parks.
Remember the Kinder Boy. Off that slide.
Little Adventureland.
Kintner boy. I have to ask you this because I meant to come in and talk to you
right?
about this.
Yeah.
I mean, horrible. Four people killed.
Right.
One of the river rafting. You've been on these kind
sure.
of rides.
Yeah. Like a Whitewater Canyon.
They
type
have
deal.
One at Busch Gardens.
Well, they have it at Kings Dominion too. Yeah.
So it's the same kind of rides.
Yeah, I'm sure it's built. Actually, there are very few people that build these rides. I'm sure they're built by the same person.
God, what is happening? The show is running so late today. Jesus.
We're on fire, Mike.
I apologize. We're on fire. It rolls over and it pins people. It kills them. I ask you this because I think about this all the time. I think we go into an amusement park. We go onto a cruise ship.
Right.
We go into any diversion. We walk into any place where they're, say it's bungee jumping. Say it's a carnival that comes to town. We have this this passive belief that everything is safe. And I think that nothing could be further from the truth.
I actually agree with you. I agree.
Yeah, you have these very, very complicated amusement park rides that are manned by pimply teenage kids that don't give
right.
a rat's ass, and you get surprised when something horrible happens. And I'm wondering whether when you do your multiple trips to King's Dominion, this is a legitimate question, have you ever had that feeling of, you know, that just doesn't look
this
all
doesn't
that
feel
safe.
The one time was when they first opened the Intimidator, the Dale Earnhardt-based roller coaster, and it has a drop that is seriously almost vertical. It is crazy.
You should have to sign a release
and
go onto it.
You go around this, at the end, you go around this tremendous hairpin turn. When they first designed it, we went on with like 8 people, and 3 of us, including myself, kind of lost consciousness. We like had a mini blackout.
Because of the G-forces.
For like a moment. And I got off it, and you know, it's like, did I just do what I think I did? Because it was extraordinary thrilling.
Yeah.
Did
but
they
it's
warn
scary.
You?
No. But I do know this, is that because I'm a part of a couple theme park pages on Facebook, that after the first year.
That is deep.
More than one.
They
he is deep.
They rebuilt that.
Things.
They rebuilt that turn. They rebuilt that turn.
Hey,
so it's not quite as severe anymore.
Hey, Ken Bone, what is discussed on these pages?
The one that I mostly do is the King's Dominion historical page, which has a lot of old pictures and stuff.
Oh, my God. This is where it all goes. I love it when
salt
we...
on the turkey legs. I think they're using sea salt.
I don't think they talk a lot about the turkey legs.
We
on
are drilling
page.
Down into the mind of Spiewak now.
But you see,
the
King's Dominion
King's
opened.
Dominion.
I was there the first year, 1975-6. And so it's so much fun to go back and see stuff and recall stuff from when I was real
pregnant
little.
Pregnant women should be allowed on rides.
That's right.
They're like human submarines.
Meanwhile, Oscar is declaring that your child lives in fear. So, I mean, all of these opinions are tainted.
So, it just weirds me out.
And you know, I've been on rides that have stopped. We had to rescue Jabril 2 years ago when the log flume locked up.
Oh, no.
And all stuff like that.
Now, if it locked up like 1/4 of the way down the actual flume itself.
Big problem.
Then I'm scared. Then
no,
I'm
it was he was on the
that.
Climb. It was on the climb.
No, but the whole thing is... I don't know.
I also say that like a King's Dominion is different than like a Garcia Brothers Carnival set up in the Manassas parking lot.
Or is it? Because I have read articles that say they are more regulated than the regular amusement parks, that they get more scrutiny, the traveling carnivals. And I know they're rusty little. All you have to do is look at that chain ride where it's the super fast merry-go-round. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like
the
a
zipper.
Swing.
It's called a zipper.
Yeah. Where the zipper where you strap a kid in and you put like a chain across his waist.
Oh, the swings.
And
yeah.
And the chain. Swings. And, you know, and you see every 2 years it's like, mommy, daddy, way.
Well, there is
and
a,
they go flying,
there is
you know?
A safety cord.
Right.
My problem when I see the traveling carnival, and I apologize for jumping in, is that those rides have to be mobile. And maybe this is just me. I see something that is permanently bolted into the ground.
Like it's their job to do that.
And it stays calibrated because it's not going from Manassas to Leesburg.
But there's a part of me that always says, whenever I hear this, and I don't believe in staying in your house and never going outside and being agoraphobic, but the fact is, when you go to these places and you are putting yourself, they are called thrill rides for a reason.
True
they
enough.
Are called thrill rides because the whole point of the ride is to create an illusion of danger.
Yes.
That is what they are all about. So when I see something like this, there's this negative, dark part of me that says, well, you kind of, in a way, put yourself
in
harm's way.
And then
you
there's the
yourself,
weird
you,
controlled
you
risk, Mike.
You have the assumption of safety, but and it's not necessarily safe.
And then there is the weird, there's a weird sort of genre of ride, a subgenre of ride, like the Grizzly roller coaster at King's Dominion.
Like that's made out of wood, right?
Which is a wooden coaster that when it opened new, was built to feel old. And so it shook and it was noisy and it felt more dangerous than it was. So how are they going to tell on that ride if it's falling apart when it was built brand new to look like it was falling apart?
That's a little scary right there.
There are guys, and they might be on your forum, Rob.
Yeah. That it's a Facebook page, not a forum.
Travel.
I look at a lot of photos.
Travel the country just to go on wooden coasters.
Yeah, or roller coasters.
Let's take a break. When we come back, I want to go. I'm going to actually dive into the King's Dominion History Facebook page.
Great page.
I'd like to read a few comments on it if we can. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show. Hey, Pony Boy Matt Bloom, you want to play a little word association?
I sure do.
Sun.
Dial.
You know, maybe this is a bad idea. I just want to remind everybody that we are on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. So please tune in spite of my assistant, Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Tracker. Hey, losers.
Easy.
How you doing, losers? Yeah, you know, I'm talking to you, losers. Hey, losers, we all lose stuff. That's right, we do. I'm joking. You're not a loser, but everybody lose things all the time, you know? You lose things,
I lose things all the time.
Yes.
That's right. Hey, if you lose things, I've got an idea for you.
What's that?
How about Tracker? Newsweek says the average American spends 55 minutes a day looking for things they own but can't find, okay? It's keys. It's a bag. It's your wallet. Then you lose your mind. Luckily, Tracker makes losing things a thing of the past. And listen up. I'm about to tell you how you can get one for free. All right. Tracker is a coin-sized device that you can find anything in seconds. It's easy, easy, easy. Pair Tracker to your smartphone. You attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. It's that easy. If you lose your phone, hit the button on Tracker, and your phone rings, even if it's on silent. Tracker is finding over 1 million misplaced items each day. Order yours, and you'll never lose anything again. Plus, our listeners, this is great, they get a free Tracker Bravo with any order free. Just go to the Tracker, T-H-E-Tracker. TheTracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. Go to TheTracker.com right now and enter promo code TMOS for your free Tracker Bravo with any order. Again, that's TheTracker.com, promo code TMOS, and we thank you. All right, so I'm on the King's Dominion history page.
Tracker.
Yeah, historians, right? Is like the King's Dominion historians page.
Oh, the historians, Mike. Historians.
Well, I want to make sure he's on the one that I'm a member of.
Ben
40
Franklin.
Years ago in 1976, Mount Kilimanjaro made its debut at King's Dominion in the Safari Village section of the park. Manufactured by Anton Schwarzkopf and with a lifetime ridership of 6,121,203.
ML.
Oh, come on.
It's
oh
nice. It's an amusement park. It was part of my childhood.
Are they called coasties, these people?
They're called. I don't know what they're
finally
called.
Finally was coasties. Able to upload the full performance from karaoke at King's Dominion where I did it all.
Oh, my God. These wonderful
The mountain
people.
Is full of history. I wish I could have gotten good pictures of Smurf Mountain's queue line.
I am literally
reading these in order.
I do believe that Smurf Mountain might have replaced the Land of Dews.
Oh. Maybe sitting ride, outside on the hottest day on the history of the planet at the hottest place in the universe eating fries with molten cheese in the sun, all for the sake of getting this squirtle that has eluded me for the past 2 hours. What's a squirtle?
I have no idea.
Oh, you don't know.
I don't know what a Squirtle is. Sorry. Oh, you know what it is?
It's the Pokemon.
It's a Pokemon Go thing. So they're playing yep. amusement park admission prices to go play Pokemon Go.
Oh, that's my great. Goodness.
Yeah. Oh,
Squirtle. And in my pants.
Kick back at a luxury resort next time you head up to Busch Gardens or King's Dominion. So they throw their little ads on there.
Of course.
Like the marketing guy comes in. By the way, when you're waxing nostalgic about the park, how about treating yourself to a luxury resort? Thank you.
Rob, what have you contributed to this board?
I don't think I've ever posted.
So you just lurk from afar?
I just lurk, yeah. I like looking at the pictures. Lurking at the pictures.
Booked a real vacation for the first time in years and years. Next summer, we're heading to Washington, D.C. for a big history trip with some King's Dominion theme park fun thrown in.
Oh, that'll be
Thanks,
nice.
Dad. Thanks, Dad. I'll be making meth in the basement in 10 years.
Sign Mr. Menendez.
Sonny, we're going to the Smithsonian to learn a lot about history. And on that Saturday, if the weather's right, we're going to King's Dominion.
And you know what about these poor rubes? These are the same rubes that think when
you're
they walk out.
Hey, don't put them
you're
in
the rube,
you're a
too.
Rube. You know what's these weird? You got to say, you know what's sad about us?
Okay, you That's know what's what sad about say. You know what's sad about me it. And all the people yes. that I hang out with forever and today? These are the people, we are the people that think when we come out of FedEx Field because of television, we're going to walk out of FedEx Field and see the Washington Capitol, and we're going to see the Washington Monument.
Yeah.
So he thinks by going to Washington, D.C., he's going to be able to walk down the street to King's Dominion. It's 90 miles away.
Yeah, well, say, I didn't think that. I just was listening to a nerd waxing excited about his upcoming trip.
I'm equally excited about the National Archives and Smurf Mountain.
Hey, everybody, let's go to Mr. Burns with the update on this week's Steel Roaster Color History.
Thank you, Mike. You've probably heard of many enclosed coasters, which can be found at many amusement parks. Some better known enclosed coasters are Flight of Fear at King's Island and King's Dominion, Skull Mountain at Six Flags, Great Adventure, or former Disaster Transport at Cedar Point, just to name a few. Mm. But out of all the enclosed coasters currently operating and or demolished, you may not know which Steel Roller Coaster was the first to be enclosed when it was constructed.
Thank you, Mr. Burns, but I'm not going to let you finish that. Thank you very much.
Can I guess?
Believe it or not. No, you may not.
Okay.
You may not have that exercise. No, you're not allowed. We're poking fun now. I know you would love to show your knowledge.
Well, no,
believe
it's
or not,
make
the
it
first
fun.
Steel enclosed coaster made its debut back in what year, Rob Spiewak?
I would say 1977.
77.
Ron Burgundy, it's 72.
Oh, how dare you.
Stay classy.
The coaster to be first enclosed is Fire in the Hole.
Oh, wow.
There we go. Yeah. Fire in the Hole at Silver Dollar City in Branson, Missouri.
Mike, it's Fire in the Hole at Hemroid Park.
Now, listen, there's one person that I need to apologize to for this entire segment.
Yes.
Because I don't want to piss him off because he's a tremendous supporter of what we do. Joel Rogers.
Yes.
I realize that I'm blaspheming today. I realize that I'm doing that. This is not for you. It's for Rob. And, you know, Rob and I bust each other's balls on a variety of subjects. So, please.
It's not about you, Joel. It's about Rob.
Yes. Anything in the historical page, Mike, about the singing mushrooms? They brought them back this year, you know.
No. But here's somebody talking about a horse.
Oh, Mr. Ed? Yeah.
Oh, this. I don't know. They're on there talking about.
Hot to trot.
Somebody on the King's Dominion history page posted a Belmont Stakes. Virginia Boy was the name of the horse. This is a weird word.
Did he end up at the park?
Hold on. Oh, wait a minute. This is great. The only known audio recording of a real rebel yell.
Oh.
Thought this might be of interest to our group.
Oh.
You got that right. Tell me you wouldn't open it. Tell me you would not open it.
I would open it in a second.
Let's do that, shall we? A real audio of
the big, the classic wooden coaster.
Yes,
the double coaster.
The long version is 36 seconds.
Ah,
let's see. All right, hold on.
Pony, why don't you pat and tell them the story you've read real quick?
Yeah, have you ever heard of a place called Action Park?
No.
Action
Park? This is in New Jersey back in the 70s.
Okay. Yeah.
They had six deaths and countless...
Credit must be given to radio station
WDT,
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Thank you.
For any use
I'm sorry, I apologize,
okay,
Pony. Pony, go ahead.
They had countless injuries at this park. Like, every single ride was dangerous. And they got sued like more times than like anyone has even counted. And just an example here, the super go-karts were, they had these go-karts that were only supposed to go 20 miles per hour, but the employees found out if you wedged a tennis ball into a part of the motor.
Yeah, you would pull back the governor and it would stop it from going, stopping at 20. And
they had 50 mile per hour bumper cars.
Oh my God.
And a go-kart at 20 miles an hour felt like 70.
You got to look this place up. It's amazing.
Action Park.
Yeah. Action Park.
All right, I got the clip of the Rebel Yell. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here goes nothing.
Now, here is one Confederate veteran's rebel yell.
It is now known as the rebel yell for the turkey legs are ready at King's Dominion.
I am such a rube that I thought that was they actually had taped someone yelling on the roller coaster the rebel yell.
No, you see, Oscar, if you go
actually,
back, there was a war.
Ahead.
There was
a war
in the 1860s. Right. And despite the power of that yell, they did not win.
In an earlier post, I mentioned about the Auto Racing Hall of Fame and KD's opportunity. I received a call from the state of
And Mike, if you really want a treat, and I'm sure you could stream it on Amazon, there is a great movie with George Segal, one of my favorites, and I know one of yours, called Roller Coaster, which is about a serial killer who blew up roller coasters to kill people, but about half of it was shot in King's Dominion.
Oh,
half of it was shot. That's a real Confederate soldier. That's a Confederate veteran.
Who do they give credit to?
Donald Trump. No. I'm sorry, I had to. You know, you teed that one up for me. I'm sorry.
And can you imagine they made that guy do it? He had to be 100 years old when he's doing it.
Well, they have a picture here on the King's Dominion Connoisseur's website.
Historians, not connoisseur.
Connoisseur.
Oh, that's wonderful. Let me look here. That's it. Okay. Very exciting. So, anyway, they're dangerous. Caveat emptor, as they say. buyer beware. When you go to these parks, it's a little bit scary.
It is.
And what's the scariest, outside of Jabril being caught on the roller coaster, the scariest you've ever been on a ride besides passing out?
The worst one ever, and I was young. I had to be like 13 or 14, they used to have a ride called the Apple Turnover, which I went on because, of course, I thought they were going to serve dessert.
He doesn't make this up.
He doesn't.
No.
He doesn't write it, folks. No. He doesn't write it.
It was down in Candy Apple Grove, and this is how it worked. You would get in a car that would be spinning in circles until centrifugal force made it so your car was parallel to the ground because it would spin and spin and spin. And then the wheel that held the cars would also go up vertically. So you're being spun in a circle upside down at enough speed to keep you suspended in the car. Almost. When I got out of that ride, I sat down in the middle of the sidewalk and just had to have a moment because I didn't know if I was going to pass out, throw up, or die. It was really like astronaut training.
Yeah.
And I realized, you know what? I can handle speed. I can handle upside down. But the spinning, not my friend.
Do they still have that?
No. I believe they sold it to a Bolivian theme park.
That's awesome.
But that was the worst for me. And I know you have you had a moment with your sister.
Yes, I did. On the Octopus at the Grange Fair, Glastonbury, Connecticut, circa 1894 when I was 5 years old. And Kathy had me in the line. There was a little bit of line getting on the Octopus. She goes, "It doesn't go fast at all. It's not scary." I was five.
It's not scary.
It's not scary at all. Don't worry. Now, by the way, my sister and I argue about the age that I was when I went on this. I say five. Kathy says nine. All right. I don't think I would have.
Nine is still too young.
Still too young.
Yeah.
Well, whatever age it was, she said, "It's not scary at all. It's not fast." We get into that little, pod that they put you on.
Sure.
It's the Octopus. Some of them call them the spider. You've seen these
the
rides
octopus.
Before.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Where it's these giant metal arms that go up and down, and they strap you into the. And she put us in there, And she said, right before they started, she goes, "This is terribly scary, and it goes really fast." Oh. And I began to scream.
That is so messed up.
I began to scream. They had to stop the ride and let me off because I was screaming so much. And Kathy loves that story, just like she loves the one where they left me at the bottom of a mountain when I was going on my first ski trip. And I fell and fell and fell
and fell.
That's right. And she went to a better university. There we are. That's my life story right there. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wednesdays are wide open.
Do you believe in life on the Wednesday?
It's your chance to talk to Mike, Rob, and Oscar.
Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. sharp.
The number to call in is 1-888-920-MORE.
That's 888-920-6673.
It's so much fun, you may lose your mind.
Lose your mind.
Remember that magic number to have fun on your hump day.
1-888-920-MORE.
Wide open Wednesdays, only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Do we need scary music for this, do you think?
I think you can convey it with your... I'm playing Evil Ways already. I think we're okay.
Let me just see. Let me see what I've got here. Hold on.
Spooky.
Spooky. Right, hold on just a second.
Spooky.
Lovin's kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
I think we might be the only house giving away Halloween candy on my block.
Really?
It really is sad what this world has become.
What are you giving away?
We got the full bars.
Oh, yes. And no empanadas this year?
Well, I went to Amazon, and I was like, I just need the bars I want.
Clowns. Evil clowns.
Clowns?
They are calling the countryside, inviting you into the woods. And when you follow, they have their way with you.
Oh.
Then, they kill you.
Oh.
It's just that simple. Just kidding. Frightening, yes, but that's nothing compared to the deals at Amazon. The prices are so good, you'll scream.
Oh, no.
Amazon.com has everything you need. And at the best prices, just make sure to go through our portal. You see, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a teeny tiny percentage. It really makes a big difference for the show. It does. I really hope you support it. So, whether it's Halloween costumes, trick-or-treat candy, jack-o'-lantern carving kits, or Mason tasers to keep you clown-proof, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. Quit clowning around.
Yeah.
Stay out of the woods and shop Amazon, people.
News.
Bill Murray. Who doesn't like Bill Murray?
Everybody
the greatest. Bill Murray. He picked up his Mark Twain Prize for American Humor Sunday night at the Kennedy Center in D.C. David Letterman, Steve Martin, Jimmy Kimmel, Miley Cyrus, Aziz Ansari, and Bill's Ghostbusters co-star Sigourney Weaver were among those on hand to pay tribute. See if you can guess who the oddball in that group is, I believe.
Miley Cyrus.
He was incredibly humble, saying, quote, "It's nice to be here, and as much as I dreaded this, I really had to come back to this idea that there is love, and that's ultimately what we came with and what we go with." That's nice. I love you, and I love you. Let's try to repeat that to each other, okay? So he was just talking about love, and he was happy.
I can't wait to see this one. And frankly, I'm surprised they didn't have like a Bob Dylan situation where they couldn't find him.
He's, I think, the probably one of the easier things for Bill Murray. He's easy to find with the Cubs going to the World
Series.
That's
true.
Starts tonight. Hey, Bill. I didn't get a chance to talk about it today. The show was just so jammed. I didn't get a chance to mention that, you know, poor Cleveland. Poor Cleveland.
In the shadows.
Disrespected.
How overshadowed are they? I mean, I said months ago that I would be loving the opportunity to jump on the Cubs bandwagon, and I still probably feel that way. But I also, you know, there are two teams, guys, okay?
Yeah.
I know Chicago's a big story, but Cleveland hasn't done it in a million years, too, so give them a little break.
Before we start, does anyone want to issue prediction for how the series will fall out?
I'm going to say that the Cubs are going to do it this year.
Really?
I say Cleveland in five. Cleveland in five. Ooh.
And they'll let Charlie Sheen come on if they're really in, like, in the doghouse.
But otherwise, he's not going to do it?
No, if they're down like three games, then he'll come out on the fourth game. They'll be like, F it. We got to try something.
Winning. Tom Cruise and Kobe Smulders That's an interesting name. Got down to some dirty business in Jack Reacher Never Go Back. Not a movie that I want to see. I have no interest in it whatsoever. I'm not a fan of the Jack Reacher stuff. But the scene was cut from the movie. Apparently it was smoldering. Director Edward Zwick says, quote, "Those kinds of scenes tend to slow the action down, and it felt a little on the nose and cliched. We just decided to make it a little more authentic." But he also said the scene was, quote, "pretty smoking," and he might put it in the DVD.
Smoking.
Hey, that's smoking.
Like smoking.
Meanwhile, Kobe has a theory that could easily apply to the sex scenes in a lot of action and horror flicks. It just doesn't make sense. Quote, "I know this is movies in Hollywood, but the whole sexual tension wouldn't happen. We have other things on our mind." So that's interesting.
Yeah, but that doesn't sell tickets.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think when you're watching an action-adventure movie, like I don't watch an action-adventure a lot, but when you're seeing a movie like that, as somebody that doesn't mind a good sex scene in a movie, I still think sometimes when it's going balls to the wall, it's like, they're really going to stop down
as
they're being chased by Russian agents.
You don't have time for that nonsense.
Well, how about during a shootout, we just see Kobe's ass?
Unless you're in the middle of a complete social media blackout, then you know that Sunday night's season premiere of The Walking Dead was brutal. And there is a firestorm online about it. I know nothing about it.
I've been reading all about it. People are saying that they're going to people are bailing on the show. They say the show was so outrageous.
I don't watch it, and I don't want to spoil it for anybody because apparently someone dies on the program, and everybody spoiled it online right away.
Yeah, because people are pissed. All I have in this news story is that the new villain, is it Negan or Negan? He bashed in the heads of two of Rick's friends with a baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire repeatedly until their skulls were mush. That's what they're getting heat about, that this is too hyper-violent. One of the blows even made an eye pop out of its socket. For a lot of people, it was too much to take.
Sounds good.
You've probably already heard people on Facebook saying they won't watch anymore. Not surprisingly, the Parents Television Council is among those who think the show went too far. And PTC President Tim Winter even called for a rating higher than TVMA for this level of violence. He accused the show of being lazy. Quote, "The creative team has resorted to the graphic violence as a crutch for what used to be better storytelling. When you can't figure out what lines to write, you put something in easier, which is a graphic depiction. To me, it's too much." You know what? I'm going to listen to the guy and think maybe he has a point. I'd like to see it, to see what's going on. I don't mind graphic violence in movies, but
isn't it
cable?
Sometimes.
It's cable. And it's the show. I mean, it's about killing zombies.
But the thing is, because they're zombies, I think they take a lot of license with it, and it's really disgusting the way they do that.
Robert is into it. He's the only one in our house who watches it, but he loves it.
Lock your door at night. He called for a cable unbundling so that consumers get to pick what individual stations they want or don't want.
Well, that would work anyways for any of us. How many channels we never watch?
Right.
Good idea.
Justin Bieber owes his career to screaming girls and a hysterical fan base of believers, but apparently he doesn't want that anymore. He somehow expects his fans to act refined like it's a Barbra Streisand show.
Sure.
He was performing in Manchester, England, got down to say something serious, which is probably about finding his purpose. He's a nad. And he bitched about the fact that they were screaming. He couldn't talk and give his little quiet speech that he wants. They want this adulation, and then when they get it, they get pissed off. They're teenage girls. Give me a break. Here was his quote. "I appreciate love. I appreciate the kind things, but the screaming in these breaks has got to stop. And thank you. It's necessary. I want to be able to say something to you, and when you guys are screaming, it's not good." Well, it didn't work. They kept screaming, so he dropped the mic and walked off stage. He is the greatest S in the history of S's. I swear to God. Every year around this time, Neiman Marcus releases a Christmas catalog with a few crazy gifts. Here are the absurd things they're selling this Christmas. Number 5, one day of private football lessons from great NFL whore Joe Montana for $65,000. You can be trained by Joe all day.
$65K.
Joe Montana has had a reputation, still has the reputation. He will sell anything.
Yep.
He's been doing that for years.
Sketches, lift-ups.
Number 4 is a slumber party at the Neiman Marcus flagship location in Dallas for 12 people, including food, pajamas, and spa treatments. Would you like to know how much that goes for?
Please.
Tell us.
$120,000.
I'd rather jump into an apartment-sized cooling fan.
Thank you very much.
And just be shredded. That's horrible.
Number three is a walk-on role in the Broadway musical Waitress for $30,000. Meh. Number two, a week of living at three English countryside estates and castles, including polo lessons, helicopter rides, and clay pigeon shooting for $700,000.
It just seems... Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm waiting for something that they're going to charge a gazillion dollars for that seems really worth it. I'm not there yet, right? Yeah.
There are just over. But, you can do all that on Airbnb.
Yep.
Thank you, Oscar. And here's number one, ladies and gentlemen. And this might be worth it.
Yes.
A private plane made out of rose gold for $1.5 million, Mr. Powers.
Wow. That seems cheap.
Rose 1.5? Gold. Fantastic. Yeah. 1.5. Yeah,
1.5. Is it a ride? Not the jet itself, right?
Maybe a ride on a jet.
That's got to be a ride. Like you get it for a week or something.
And the pilot is Joe Montana.
No, when Montana,
a
I think,
private plane made out of rose gold for 1.5. It's got to be a ride.
Got to be a ride
on a private plane.
Right? Because you can't buy a plane for that.
No, or it could be a King's Dominion ride.
Relax.
And now a little something, something. The people of New Jersey can sleep a little more soundly tonight, knowing the cops have finally closed the books on a major case that threatened to tear apart the very fabric of society. Specifically, what was a completely sane, middle-aged woman throwing poop out of her window for?
Oh, not okay.
Cops in Pennsville, New Jersey, got a call earlier this month about a 45-year-old woman named Tina Gertain throwing trash, urine, and feces out of her window. When they got there, Tina gave them a very logical explanation. She's lazy.
Ah.
Oh, no. Tina lives in the attic.
Sure she does.
And the bathroom is down one floor. So when she didn't feel like making that long journey down the stairs, she'd just do her business in the attic and toss the results out the window.
And from now on, Mike, let's call it the results.
The results. Yeah, there they go again. She was charged with disorderly conduct. My only question is, who lives on the main floor?
Oh, God.
And why isn't Tina in the basement? That's a couple of those, you know. Can't throw your poop up. Well, I guess you could. Anyway, we'll take a break.
Bury it, Mike. You got to bury it.
Tina Gertain, 45 years old.
There are results everywhere.
See you, Katie. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Humanity has been faced with many great questions. Will Rob ever lose the weight? Will Oscar burn down his house and claim the insurance money? Will Mike ever shop in a place better than a Walmart? How about this?
Bottle or can? Does it really matter where your beer comes from? Well, guess what? In the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club, we're going to be asking those questions and we're going to be talking all about it. We love TMOS and we love our beer. Come on in. Facebook.com and search on TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club and join in on the fun.
There you go.
Our show has so many spinoffs.
Yep.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's so much fun.
The More Network, serving alcoholics for nearly a decade. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. There's got to be a better way to mail and ship stuff. Going to the post office takes up way too much time, and leasing a postage meter is too expensive. It turns out there is a better way. It's Stamps.com. Hopefully you know that by now.
Yeah.
The better way to buy postage is Stamps.com. You use your own computer and your own printer to buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package. Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of one of those big postage, bulky postage meters. You can save at least 50% compared to a postage meter, plus no more time-consuming trips to the post office. You'll even get special discounts that you can't get at the post office. We've used Stamps.com for years. We adore it. It saves time and money. Right now, you can use our code TMOS and get a special offer. It's a four-week trial plus $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Get started with Stamps.com today. Within minutes, you'll be printing postage from your own desk. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone, I'm sorry, at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again. Without further ado, let's open up the audio ball. Take it away, Rob. We're running out of time.
I don't know why this started trending yesterday afternoon because it happened over the weekend, but for the last game of the NLCS, Scottie Pippen led the crowd in singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley, and I want you to hear how well he did. He really did a fine job.
A one, a two, a three, Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the ball.
Oh, no.
I don't care if I'm...
Way to go, Scotty.
Yeah.
We don't win, it's a shame. Why is one, two, three strikes you're out at the ball game? Let's go, Kobe!
Is he hammered?
Sounds loaded. Sounds,
I think it could be
out of it, right?
Yeah.
Ditka was, they said Ditka was probably pretty tuned up when he did his.
Yeah,
right?
I think a lot of them, because it's nerve wracking. Got to be right. Nerve wracking. And as it was explained.
It's just fun to drink at a ball game.
Yesterday.
Or you're just baked.
Yesterday after the program in the studio, Mac and Ashley were here. And Mac actually called my attention to that. And as he explained to Ashley, that when Michael Jordan was on the Bulls, Scottie Pippen was his co-star.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, we surround ourselves with sports junkies. We might as well be Bickle and Lurch and all the other guys because we know sports. Yeah, he was his co-star.
Sure. Yeah. Sort of like the skipper to his Gilligan.
Yeah. What drives you to a grocery store parking lot? That kind of life right there. Daddy, Daddy.
This is my favorite tape of the day. It's from sort of like a WebMD website, but it's a small version of WebMD. Cool. And what some guy did is he took all the questions on a group about pregnancy and read them as written, including spelling errors. And it kind of makes you wonder the kind of person that goes to a website to determine if they're pregnant.
Am I pregnant? Am I pregnant? Am I pargant? Am I pregnant? Am I pegnate? Help? Is there a possibly that I'm pregnant? Am I pregnant or am I okay? Could I be pregonate? How do I know if I'm prengan? Can I be pregnant? Can oo get pregante? Can oo bleed while oo are pergert? Can oo down a 20-foot water slide pegnat? How can I get my GF pregnant? What happened when get pergenat? How can a 9-year-old get pregnant? Will my get pregnan? What is the best time to sex to become pregnant? Does anyone know how many teens get pregnant a year? Are these systems of being pregnant? Girlfriend ain't had periods since she got pregat. Is it possible having sex to a 8 months pregnant? If a woman has starch marks on her... Wait. If a woman has starch masks on her body, does that mean she has been pregnant before? Period question mark.
It's brilliant. And to see the stuff written out, and the thing
scary.
Is, when he said pregnant, someone right. put three R's in it.
Oh, my God. Let me point out also, the election is 2 weeks away.
That's right. That's exactly right. Last night on the Jimmy Kimmel program, Barack Obama was on,
yes.
and they asked him about his iPhone. I found this pretty fascinating.
I now have an iPhone, but it is... You know, like the phone you give your 2-year-old?
Yeah.
Where, like, they can pretend to press things, but nothing actually happens. Yeah, right. So my phone has no phone, no camera, no music. All it has is the internet, and I can send emails. I think it has, like, the weather box.
Yeah, right.
So that's what's on the president's phone. Cool. And also, if you care to look at it, it was very funny. He read mean tweets. Very, very funny.
Nice.
Oh, I didn't see that Obama did mean tweets.
Yeah, and it's great. He is such a funny, funny man. The timing is excellent. So do check that out.
Whoever wins in the election, we're not going to have that level of cool or funny ever again in the White House. I don't think it's ever going to happen again. I don't think we'll have cool. We will never have cool.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think it's possible. But you never know. There might be somebody that rolls along in a few years.
I teased this yesterday in Michigan. A drunk woman broke into a house in the middle of the night. There was a crock pot cooking food. She began to cook, and then they didn't discover her until she was playing on the trampoline with the family dog.
All of this
before 5 in the morning.
So he grabbed a BB gun, went under the bed, and called 911. Hey, my wife had a crock pot of turkey in here. I said she must not have liked that because she had the oven going, and she had a package of meat out on the counter. Some milk and hummus all made a big mess throughout here on the counter. Her nightgown was found a few blocks away.
Oh, she was naked.
Put on my son's jersey.
You just threw that in there. She was naked?
My tennis shoes. And then I don't know if she must have went out back with the dog to jump
We're
on
going
the
out
trampoline.
Back.
The thing is, Mike, she was not parking it.
Yeah, but she must have went out back.
She must have. Well, she got out. And, you know, that's such great drunk behavior, to turn on the oven, get out hummus, milk, and a package of meat.
And you know what the crazy thing is, Rob?
What?
She could have went to any house.
True.
One of my all-time hated grammatical errors.
Went to any house?
And I can't pronounce grammatical error, so thank you. So what does that say about me?
Let us close
I could have
with
went
this.
To school for a longer time.
Let us close with this. I chose this for Pony because, you know, Pony used to work in a bike shop. And
yes,
someday he may again. And mm-hmm. So there is a new technology to keep your bicycle safe.
I didn't hear about this. I got to mention this. I love bikes. There's a new and technology. There's a new bike lock that prevents theft by releasing a gas that makes a robber throw up if they cut the lock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
true.
God.
That's true. You cut the mix of gas and you throw up. Yeah. So the good news is your bike wasn't stolen. The bad news, it's covered in robber vomit.
I just love the phrase robber vomit. And remember, that's robber vomit with two B's. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That was actually my DJ name when I worked down at the country station on the Eastern Shore.
Really?
Robber vomit with you. How you doing? It's the robber vomit get-together. Bob White coming up at noon. Hope you enjoy the show. Isn't that right, Bob?
That's right, Mike.
Two-man show.
White, thank you for enjoying the Robber Vomit Show.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Be sure and join us every day on the air or online at MikeOMaraShow.com to mail us anything. It's Box 32101 Washington, D.C. 20007. Now get your messages and birthday requests into Rob. Do it after midnight tonight.
Stop
Rob
it.
Rob appreciates that. It can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. We are all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS. And please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.